Academy Sports and Outdoors has you covered with everything you need to have fun out there. Order online at academy.com or on the Academy app and pick up in store or get free shipping on most orders. Shop Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25. Online sign required. Academy Sports and Outdoors has you covered with everything you need to have fun out there. Order online at academy.com or on the Academy app and pick up in store or get free shipping on most orders. Shop Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25. Online sign required.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and happy Memorial Day, and welcome to this Memorial Day edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have your latest scores, highlights, the current league leaders, standings, and the players of the week in the WNBA. Should be exciting. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Liz Cambage. Liz has been one of my favorite players to watch, not just in the WNBA, but in women's basketball for quite a while. When you think of Liz Cambage, the first thing that you think of is her physical stature. She's 6'9", she stands out, and she's definitely someone that is attracts a lot of attention for her height. She's big, she's bold, she's very dynamic, and she's someone that since stepping into the women's basketball realm, and particularly in the WNBA, and of course playing for the Australian National Olympic team for many seasons, she's come in and she's definitely, you know her face, you know her voice, and she's definitely someone that has been marketable for the WNBA for a long time. Of course, recently Cambage made headlines for all of the wrong reasons. There were allegations that she racially abused players on the Nigerian Olympic team during a pre-Olympics training game, calling the players a derogatory name, the name I will not mention, and she even told the Nigerian players to, quote, go back to your third world country, end quote. And there was also a report that she was later found to have elbowed and slapped players on the Nigerian team, causing the training game to be called off. Now, before that, just 2 weeks before the Olympics, Cambage withdrew from the Australian team due to mental health issues, but this story recently made news several days ago. Now, again, these were allegations, but now there was a video that had been published. It was only maybe just over a minute where it showed Cambage in this practice game where she seemed very volatile and yelling at a lot of the Nigerian players. There was no audio that was released, but the video that was shown, it did show Cambage elbowing one of the Nigerian players and slapping one of them. Now, as far as with the audio is concerned, with calling the players that derogatory name and telling them again, end quote, go back to your third world country, end quote, there was no audio for that. The only visible video that was shown was Cambage elbowing and slapping one of the Nigerian players. Now, if you know Liz's racial history, you know that she is biracial. Her mother is Australian and her father is Nigerian. So this leads to a lot of questions in regards to, of course, we know Liz, if you don't know her history, I'll give you a brief history to make the long story short. Liz grew up in Australia, mixed race, and she went through a lot, not just in terms of her height, but also more importantly of her racial makeup growing up in Australia. So, and it kind of makes me wonder if this is true, because again, these are allegations. She recently came out and spoke on this and said that this was not true at all. So, but a lot of things are not working in her favor right now. But what we do know is this. Normally, when people say things like this, normally it's a product of their upbringing. And, of course, again, I don't want to get too political and too historical on this because this is a sports program. But, of course, you know the history of slavery and you know about, again, quote-unquote mixed-race children, biracial children, if the one-drop rule, if you have one drop of black blood in you, you're considered black. So if these things are true, again, Liz has denied these allegations from the Nigerian team, as well as the Australian team has come out and said that she said those things as well. But again, it all goes back to how you were raised. Naturally, if you come out and say things like that, normally it could be a byproduct of how you were raised. If you heard maybe the mother may have said some not so nice things. Again, the mom, as a result of this, the mom is Australian as well. Did she say things about Nigerians or people of color during Liz's upbringing? You know, we won't know. We don't know that. But what we do know is, again, that there's reports that Cambage had racially abused players on the Nigerian team during a pre-Olympics training game, calling those Nigerian players a derogatory name and telling those Nigerian players, quote, go back to your third world country, end quote. Again, this is a deep-seated issue far beyond basketball. This is something that Liz, I know, has had to deal with a lot of racial issues throughout all of her life. And if this is going back to maybe some self-hatred or some deep-seated, deep hatred for Nigerians or maybe just people of color in general, only time will tell. But I know the WNBA is going to – they're going to have to look into this and find out what's going on, because, again, Cambage has two Nigerian teammates on her team, from what I know, the Ogwumike sisters, Chine and Nneka. Nneka, who, by the way, is the president of the WNBA Players Association. But, again, when – again, last summer, Liz did not play in the Tokyo Olympics. She withdrew from the team last year because she said it was due to mental health issues. But now there's this recent story that has just come out again involving her and the Nigerian team. Again, Liz has denied these allegations. So, again, only time will tell, and we'll stay tuned for more details in regards to this developing situation. My next storyline is going to be the Phoenix Mercury. The Mercury have not played well, and they're not doing well right now. Currently, they have a record of 2-6. There's a new head coach with Vanessa Nygaard. Of course, we know about the Brittany Griner situation. Again, the whole political dynamics when it comes to this, and with Brittany still being detained in Russia, you can see that Brittany's presence is definitely needed, because right now, as this show is airing, Phoenix is 2-6. They're not playing well. I mean, Tina Charles, one of the premier players in the WNBA, she can only do so much. Diamond DeShields, she can only do so much. Skylar Diggins-Smith, along with Brittany Griner, and of course Diana Taurasi and Breonna Turner, they can only do so much. And it's definitely showing, because they miss Brittany's presence right now. And something is going to have to give, because now there's going to be a lot of minutes that are being given, and they don't have that post presence because, again, Brittany gives you the inside and the outside presence. Brittany is so dominant in the paint, getting the points, getting those rebounds, getting those second chance points, but she also can cause matchup problems and hit those outside jumpers. A great two-way player, and it's a lot of pressure that's being put on Phoenix so early in this year. Again, as this show is airing, we have a record of 2-6. And they're at the bottom right now, not just the Western Conference, but in the WNBA standings. And you can see that the presence, that BG's presence, Brittany Griner's presence, is definitely missed. And it's I hate to say this, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And somebody's going to have to really take on the load. Tina Charles is going to have to do her part, taking care of the load in the paint. Of course, I know Diamond DeShields and Skylar Diggins-Smith, and of course Diana Taurasi, they're definitely going to have to step up the play. The minutes have already they're playing a whole lot of minutes, and the minutes are going to have to increase as we get towards the All-Star break. And, man, Phoenix, you can tell that they're missing Brittany. They're missing her presence, and let's just say that it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And I know Coach Vanessa Nygaard definitely has her work cut out for her. And for my last storyline is going to be the defending champion, Chicago Sky. Chicago, as this show is airing currently, they hold a record of 4-3. It's been up and down for them so far this year. Candace Parker, we don't know. This may be her last year in the league. She's played decent this year. Emma Mieseman has played nice this year. Kalia Copper is in rare form so far this year. But, man, they have lost a lot of close games so far this year, really throughout this month of May. It's been a lot of close games, a recent loss, a tough loss to the Las Vegas Aces. They won some close games beating Indiana and beating Washington, and then they lost a close one to the Seattle Storm. But, again, 4-3, not good, but not bad neither. But they got to have to step it up before we reach the All-Star break. But you have to remember, Chicago last year, they had a shaky first half of the year, and they really didn't get hot until maybe the last month and a half of the regular season last year, and it was just enough where, again, they got hot at the right time, made that playoff run, and would go on to win the championship. But I know with head coach James Wade and, of course, with Candace Parker and, of course, last year's WNBA Finals MVP, Kalia Copper, they expect more, and they expect to be better, and they can be better, and I know they're going to be better, but right now I know 4-3, that's just not what Candace Parker and the rest of the crew in the Chicago Sky are what they're looking for, and they know that they can play better. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the scores and highlights from the week that was in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment.
Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment.
Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
Said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Cars.com gives you more ways to search than ever, which might have you searching for words.
Hey, sweetie, how do you want your eggs?
Sunroof side up.
Sunroof?
Hmm? They also add 50,000 cars a day, which might change how you see things.
Daddy, look what I drew.
Oh, cool, bud. It's a pickup truck with a V8 engine.
No, it's a kangaroo.
Was that a crew cab door?
What's a crew cab?
With matchmaking this unbelievably smart, your next car might be trying to find you. The new Cars.com. It's magic.
If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focused Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focused Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focused Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focused Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment.
Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focused Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focused Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now let's get you caught up on the scores and highlights from the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, May the 24th. We had the Dallas Wings going up against the Connecticut Sun. The Wings would go on to win 85-77. And for the Wings, stepping up big was Marina Mabry. Marina just continues to be one of the best scorers, one of the top guards in the league. She scored 20 points in this game. Here's some highlights from Marina in action.
I like what she said. Be back soon. We have something to look forward to, and we just pray she has a speedy recovery.
Mabry draws the foul, nearly spit out, but it falls. Count the basket and one for Marina Mabry. Everyone's contributing, and not one single player is taking over the game. The assist rate is sky high for the Sun. Mabry with the answer up top. This duo in the backcourt could be scary this summer. Azumbawale off the catch. Fires and connects. Gray, the spin move off the window. Rattles home.
JJ there just working off the switch on Thornton, and it just buried her right in the paint.
11 points, 8 rebounds for Jonquel Jones. Mabry for three. Bucket. Sun in much need of a bucket. Williams has the pass deflected by Mabry. Connecticut does a good job getting back on defense. Sabali sets up shots. Dallas looks to continue the run. Mabry steps back. Three. Got it. And the Dallas Wings have the lead. Hard marking knocked away by Gray. Leads to a turnover. Ogunbowale into the lane. The kick. Mabry sets the feet. Three swirls in. Dallas has its largest lead. 7 points. Shot clock to six. It never hit the rim. Pardon me, that's Mabry who has it. Spins and knocks it down. Timeout, Kurt Miller.
All right, again, that audio was courtesy of League Pass. Again, the final score, it was the Dallas Wings 85, the Connecticut Sun 77. Marina Mabry finished with 20 points. And also other scores for the Dallas Wings in that victory, Alicia Gray finished with 17 points. And Arike Ogunbowale finished with 16 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 85, Connecticut 77. Let's move along now to other action from Tuesday, May the 24th. The Washington Mystics beat the Atlanta Dream. Final score, 70-50. Also, another action, we had the Indiana Fever going up against the Chicago Sky. The Sky would go on to beat the Fever 95-90. And in this contest, I mentioned her name at the beginning of the show, Candace Parker. Candace, of course, a part of the defending champion Chicago Sky. I mentioned them, their record. Candace, she always comes through, you know, nothing more, nothing less. And definitely she handled her business in this game, scoring 16 points and definitely be contributing big in this contest, again with the final score, with the Sky beating the Fever 95-90. And Candace came up big in this contest. And I tell you one thing, when you talk about one of the best to ever do it, it's Candace Parker. Here's her highlights.
Just under 200. Now Parker goes to work in the post. Veteran against the rookie here, and the veteran won the matchup.
Tell you what, last game the Sky had that ball pop. It's sticking in one player's hands too often.
There's Scott for her first bucket. Back at Winstrut, the 2021 Finals MVP is back in town. Outlet feed for Copper needs to be saved. She goes flying into the front row. Parker, pull up three. Oh!
Oh, goodness. Mitchell Copper. A second time she's gotten hit with a nasty screen.
Yeah, you're right. Mitchell's been very aggressive getting to the lane so far for the Fever. Floor for the Sky with 80 seconds to go in this opening half. A dump down low, pretty feed, pretty finish from Stevens.
Well, I tell you what, Candace Parker is a wizard.
And And here's Courtney Vandersloot. Parker had the mismatch, opted to kick it back out, and Vandersloot took advantage.
Boy, they had good pacing in that offensive sequence right there, did the sky. Watch Danielle Robinson in this situation.
She's been nifty with her passing. Threw it away there, though. Instead, the sky reset in the front court. Vandersloot spins, dishes off to Parker, who fades and connects.
She makes it look easy.
All right, again, that audio was courtesy of League Pass. Again, the final score, Chicago 95, Indiana 90. For the Sky, Candace Parker again scored 16 points. Also, Courtney Vandersloot finished with 14 points. Allie Quigley and Kalia Copper finished with 12 points. Azaree Stevens finished with 15 points. And Dana Evans finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 95, Indiana 90. And also, in the last game that we had from Tuesday, May the 24th, was the New York Liberty going up against the Minnesota Lynx. The Lynx would go on to win. Final score, 84-78. There were some contributors that came up through that came up big in this contest, of course, but we got to talk about Sylvia Fowles. She had a double-double with 14 points and 14 rebounds. You talk about one of the great players, not just in the WNBA, but in all of women's basketball, and that's Sylvia Fowles. Sylvia, not just a presence offensively, but defensively, she gets it done as well, again, being a multiple award winner of the league's Defensive Player of the Year. Here's Sylvia in action.
See if Kayla McBride can get the Lynx offense rolling right away. Fouls blocked by Dolson, but gets it back. Still one-on-one with Steph Dolson, and Sylvia Fouls gets the hoop. And I like the battle of the bigs. Allen drives left, runs into Sylvia Fouls, and turns it over. One of the issues that Sylvia Fouls causes in the lane, her ability to clog it up in there. Nice pass, Shepherd to Fowles. That's just how it works. And so until you commit to that, it is hard. It's not an easy thing to do, but when you give it everything and you play with passion, it just opens up everything. That opened up for Sylvia Fowles. Basket off the rim and then, or off the glass, I should say, and then Fowles with the left hand. Kayla McBride has been quiet in this game so far, 1-for-3 with 5 points. Here's Dangerfield back in running the offense for New York. Onyenwede blocked by Sylvia Fowles. Sylvia Fowles has been so good on the defensive end of the court, and it has been so effective when she goes up and alters shots. McBride regains control. Well, they have 5 seconds on the shot clock. The lob from Shepherd to Fowles, and still finishes that off. Shepherd knew that was going in. That's where she's the best, in the high-low. Well, it's been a struggle on the offensive end, but when you need points, you get it to the player who has the best field goal percentage in the WNBA, and that's Sylvia Fowles, dominating in the paint. Another angle of that beautiful shot. Phil's been good. Shepherd, the high-low into Fowles. Knocked away by Hsu, and then Fowles gets another try, and she is fouled.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of League Pass. Again, the final score, Minnesota 84, New York 78. Again, Sylvia Fowles grabbed a double-double in this game with 14 points, 14 rebounds. Also helping out in the Minnesota win, Ariel Powers had 18 points. Also, Jessica Shepherd grabbed 11 rebounds. Kayla McBride finished with 15 points, and Moriah Jefferson had 12 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 84, New York 78. Let's move along now to other action. There was only one game on Wednesday, May the 25th. It was the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Phoenix Mercury. The Sparks would go on to win 99-94. We move along now to action from Thursday, May the 26th. It was the Connecticut Sun going up against the Dallas Wings. It was all Sun. Connecticut would win 99-68. And, of course, contributing in this win for the Sun was DeWanna Bonner and Natisha Heidemann. They went crazy in this contest. I tell you what, Connecticut has done a great job so far in this first half of the year. Kurt Miller doing his thing, coaching those ladies to some successful wins, and they've been successful so far in this first half of the year. Again, I mentioned the two ladies earlier, DeWanna Bonner and Natisha Heidemann, coming up big in this contest. And I tell you one thing, you can't stop Connecticut and the way they've been playing so far this year. Here's DeWanna and Natisha in action.
Scored 11 points on 5 of 14 shooting Tuesday night. Connecticut once again had a minimum of four players go in double figures. They got it in every game. Heidemann blazes the other way and lays it in. Connecticut once again had a minimum of four players go in double figures. They got it in every game. Heidemann blazes the other way and lays it in. 6-0 run. Into JJ. Double team. Heidemann, 3 seconds. Lost to 18. Just cut it off and lays it home. Straight heads up. Ball moving. Dallas just 2-for-8 early on. Heidemann on the deflection. As trailers coming. Bounce pass Courtney Williams. Dallas just 2-for-8 early on. Heidemann on the deflection. As trailers coming. Bounce pass Courtney Williams. Cut the rim. Sun has numbers. Bonner on the left with Heidemann. The up big. Heidemann dips it into Jonquel Jones. 12-6 Sun. Great look. And Heidemann already has 3 assists. And by the way, Alyssa Thomas, another rebound on the offensive end for Connecticut. AT on Tuesday climbed into third all-time in franchise rebounds. Heidemann on the kickout knocks down a 3. Williams with the feed into Joyner Holmes. The dribble handoff. Williams kicks out. Heidemann stealing it early. That's a friendly bounce.
Get good action right here. Need separation off this ball screen.
Bonner gets it back. 3 in the air. Money. Totally can't believe it. Gumbawale.
All right, again, that audio was courtesy of Amazon Prime. Again, the final score, Connecticut 99, Dallas 68. Again, Dawana Bonner and Natisha Heidemann coming up big in this game. Dawana finished with 18 points. Natisha finished with 17 points. Brianna Jones had 15 points. Dejanay Carrington finished with 13 points. And the reigning league MVP, Jonquel Jones, had 12 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 99, Dallas 68. Let's move along now to action from Friday, May the 27th. It was a good game between the Indiana Fever and the Los Angeles Sparks. The Indiana Fever would go on to win 101-96. In this contest, Kelsey Mitchell. Kelsey was huge in this game. She had a season high of 22 points in this game. The Fever have been playing well so far this year. And again, Kelsey put up 22 points in this contest. Here's Kelsey in action.
Samuelson underneath, lost the handle. And here comes Robinson. As Carlos Knox says, he wants Indiana to push. And Robinson bounces for Mitchell.
Wow, what a burst of energy from Mitchell.
And LA's win over Phoenix on Wednesday. Here's Mitchell putting on the move. And the step back. Derek Fisher's perspective, because he played with Shaquille O'Neal and made a lot of comparisons there to what Campage and Shaq did in terms of their style of play. Mitchell off to a really strong start.
And don't forget, she plays with a lot of energy, and I think that's something the team needed after going on a little bit of a break there.
Oh, how about this? Ankler with 9 points. Mitchell pops for 3 and rattles it home. Kelsey Mitchell with 9 points.
Somebody to challenge because she's coming out hungry. She does not look like a rookie today.
Mitchell rejecting the screen, stepping back, and Mitchell, she's locked in. 2-run for the Sparks. Henderson will launch and connect on a 3. Gambage, that's a deep 2. Indiana more than happy to let her take that shot. Robinson, kick out. Mitchell buries a 3. Robinson swing it. Mitchell buries a 3.
A great team job of everybody helping in.
Well, not able to catch in on the free throw and then on the loose ball. Mitchell there to take it away from Samuelson. This is the closest the game has been. It's the first quarter. Carter back on the attack a little bit behind Agumake.
All right, that audio was courtesy of Twitter. Again, the final score, the Indiana Fever beating the Los Angeles Sparks 101-96. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 22 points. Also contributing in that win was Victoria Vivians and the rookie Nalissa Smith. They both scored 17 points. Danielle Robinson had a double-double with 10 points and 11 assists. And the rookie Emily Inksler had 13 points. Again, the final score, Indiana 101, Los Angeles 96. Also in the other action that we had from Friday, May the 27th, an overtime game between the New York Liberty and the Seattle Storm. Seattle would go on to win in overtime 79-71. When you talk about one of the premier players, not just in the WNBA, but in women's basketball, Stewie, Breanna Stewart, she dropped a season high in this game, finishing with 31 points. And I tell you what, the best just gets better. And Stewie is just at the peak of her powers right now, again, dropping a season high of 31 points in the overtime win, beating the New York Liberty 79-71. And I tell you what, Stewie handling her business, doing her thing in the overtime win. Here's highlights of Breanna in action.
And she's going to need to have a big game here today and on Sunday if Sue Bird and Stephanie Talbot are not going to be able to return.
Here's Stewie for three. Wasn't really in rhythm. Had Howard in her face, but that's why she's the best.
Yeah, she had the mismatch, though, and faded away, but had the ball where she wanted it.
Stewie driving right in on 6'10". That is tough to do. That's right.
Take a heavy load, crossing over against the double team, and then right at 6'10" Shu. Look at this crossover. Shu does a good job of shuffling with Stewart.
Here's Prince with it. Roll by Breanna. 17-footer. Nothing but net. That is such a hard shot off the net.
The signature of Sammy Whitcomb is just try to follow her through all these picks. It's really difficult, but they've cleaned things up on that end of the floor.
There's Stewie, jump hook. Oh, the quick catch, the quick release.
It's unstoppable. Howard on the switch. This is impossible. Howard is here. She gets back, but Stewart catching that and all in one motion with that length going over the top. This is hours in the gym, the soft touch.
And, you know, we have a fan base that I would bet would sell out in 30 minutes if they got a franchise. You got a top five building in America. You got a city that I think is growing and evolving.
Here's Breanna from 15. Up and in. Boyd has it. Stewie, catch and shoot. Big three on the way. Snuggle it home, Breanna Stewart. Gonna back come.
This was Jewel Lloyd creating for Stewart. That's a tough two-person combo to try to defend. Lloyd brought the help to her.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of League Pass. So Breanna Stewart dropped a season-high 31 points in the overtime win over the New York Liberty. But also the name that you heard in one of the highlights, Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, she made her presence felt in this game with the overtime win over the New York Liberty. Here's Jewel in action.
Member of the Seattle Storm to play all eight of our team time. That's it, folks.
All you got. Here's Jewel going into the lane and scoring. And Jewel Lloyd, her first field goal. You watch Jewel take it so strong.
Just slipping by two defenders, reaching into that game. And she gets that first step and protects the ball from getting ripped.
Lane catch inside, and Epiphany Prince just read that one. I'm picking this one off. 3-on-2 the other way. Coasting in is Jewel, and she'll score an 11-point lead and see if Sandy wants to take a timeout here.
For Seattle.
Piff leading the break. Nobody finishes like 2-4. Seattle by 11. Championship-caliber teams have veteran, experienced players off the bench, and that's what you are seeing tonight. Ooh, three ball by Jewel Lloyd. Snap it home. Timeout, Sandy Brondello.
Look at her creating her own shot. Step back, hit it, hand in her face. Tough.
I said, you guys got to do a better job with that. I'm tired of them. I'm mad at them. But and Nate McMillan goes, Coach, I don't want to tell you this. I don't know how to tell you this. You know, and then I got a lot of assistant coaches. So, you know, they come into Denver. I go hang out with them. I go in the gym with them.
What's next for you in the game?
You know, I mentor a lot of coaches. I have a good coaching tree. Darvin Ham is a good friend. Got the Lakers job today. I'm still involved in the game. I study the game. I mean, I was studying the Utah game last night before and watched it tonight. So.
Has been fire and ice from the three-point line in this game, and you just hope in this fourth quarter they remain cold.
Oh, backdoor cut. A beauty by Jewel Lloyd. She doesn't miss layups like that. Jewel on Sammy Whitcomb. 7 on the shot clock. He's just going to pull 23 and hit Jewel Lloyd. That was a big one. Jewel Lloyd with a big three ball here right in the face of her old teammate, Sammy Wickham.
All right, that audio courtesy of League Pass and the Gold Mamba Jewel Lloyd handling her business, helping the Seattle Storm along with Brianna Stewart in that victory in overtime, beating the New York Liberty 79-71. Also contributing in the victory was Breanne January. She had 11 points. Again, the final score in overtime, Seattle 79, the New York Liberty 71. We move along now to action from Saturday, May the 28th, and the Las Vegas Aces squared off against the defending champion Chicago Sky, and the Aces would go on to beat the Sky 83-76. And man, the duo of Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray handling their business in this victory, coming up big, beating the defending champion Chicago Sky. Here's Kelsey and Chelsea in action.
Just saw James Wade. He said that's one of the interesting things for Kalia Copper, just coming back. This is her third game, trying to find a rhythm when she's such a focal point for this team.
They will look to attack, but Chicago has that ability as well.
Chicago received their rings earlier this week. We saw this building alive. Xander Sloot makes it a 7-6 Chicago lead. Gray with a hand in her face still sticks the jumper. Hamby soars in for the rebound. Hamby and Plum both were stalwarts off the bench for Vegas, now in the starting lineup as Hamby bangs it in off the glass.
WNBA All-Star.
Yeah, you got to wear that, Roz, and rock it when you got all the players from the other teams around to see their names on the ring after they got beat.
Off the bench for Chicago in this early season.
So much confidence. And on the defensive end, which is what she's doing right now, is where James Wade says she's going to earn her time. Well, he's going to tell her, you got to step out on Kelsey Plum. That's a confident shooter.
Yeah.
Since she first came into this league, I think she's ready and just looks really good and poised to help step in for Jasmine Thomas, but you can't replace her.
Plum, what a move! Kelsey Plum! Plays Tons and Kia Stokes off the bench as well, joining Hamby and Gray, the starters. Here is Gray setting up for three and burying it.
Chelsea Gray told me that all the...
All right, that audio was courtesy of ABC. That's Ryan Rucco on the call of that game. And again, the final score was the Las Vegas Aces 83, the Chicago Sky 76. Kelsey Plum, 19 points. Chelsea Gray, 18 points. Also coming up big in the win, Asia Wilson, of course, a former league MVP. Asia, always on top of her game. And Asia had a double-double in this contest on the beating the defending champion Chicago Sky. Here's Asia in action.
Against Chicago, so they may get some open looks and have to prove that they can knock that down consistently.
Wilson raises up and finishes over Mithamin.
They will look to attack, but Chicago has that ability as well.
Chicago received their rings earlier this week. We saw this building alive. Here's Wilson. Oh, found the angle. Tough finish and a strong start for Asia Wilson. Vegas is starting backcourt, a 24-5 advantage in this game. Wilson, yeah, that's easy.
Unit back on the floor with the exception of Quigley.
Yeah, the Aces starters have outscored Chicago's 45-20. Wilson off the steal, gets fouled by Parker. Game average in attempts. There's still essentially a full half left as Wilson. Nobody picks up Stevens. She dances in, couldn't finish. Vegas now plus five on the glass. Gray goes behind the back. Hamby rims out. Another offensive rebound. Wilson pops it in. Wilson, face-up jumper is good. Picked up her 1,000th earlier in the game. Wilson, she got it. Asia Wilson. Sanders Sloot, Stevens, on the attack. Gets rejected by Wilson, controlled by Hamby.
All right, again, that's Asia Wilson in action. Again, she had a double-double, 22 points and 16 rebounds. Again, helping the Aces beat the defending champion, Chicago Sky, 83-76. As I mentioned earlier, Kelsey Plum finished with 19 points. Chelsea Gray finished with 18 points. De'Erica Hamby had a double-double with 14 points, 14 rebounds. And then Jackie Young had 10 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas, 83 Chicago 76. Again, that audio was courtesy of ABC and, of course, Ryan Rucco on the play-by-play of that game. And also from action from Saturday, May the 28th, the Connecticut Sun beating the Washington Mystics 79-71. In this contest, Alyssa Thomas came up big, having a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Here's Alyssa in action.
In those sharp Nike Rebel Edition unis, Alyssa Thomas takes it to the cup, similar to how we started on Thursday night. An easy two for the engine. Washington scoring offense, eighth in the league. Thomas with a crisp chest pass, and the floater goes down for Courtney Williams. Connecticut down five. Bonner catches and puts it home. 18, the assist. Count the basket and one.
After timeouts, and Chris Klokonis hasn't been here before, but executed that play perfectly, and DB just did what a veteran does and finished it.
A mental health day a few days ago. Tarika hit on that during our broadcast on Thursday. Much needed in these times, and we're reminded that basketball is not the most important thing on the floor, as Natisha Heineman and Dewana Bonner emphasized after Thursday night's game. Thomas squares up. Williams recovers. 6 points. Bounce pass to AT. The left-handed layup smooth. Fourth assist for Williams, and AT's up to 6 points. It's a great point, because you meet her, you see her at shoot-arounds and at practice. Very calm, cool, collected, but gives it to you out on the court. AT drops it off for Breezy. AT's got it back, swings it to Bonner, takes the three, makes a three. 9 points for Dewana Bonner. 4-on-3 break. Bonner fakes in the lane, drops it off, and AT does the rest of it. Washington 3-1, and this is the unselfishness you'll have to see.
15th all-time in scoring, but I can also get my teammates involved. Beautiful pass there. He had three assists, really just came in and was a spark offensively for her team.
Elizabeth Williams, who also had a nice first half off the bench, checked into the game. AT, high off the window.
Getting into their groove. Here we go, AT going one-on-one against Heimdall in the post. The footwork, like you said, finishing over that.
Jonquel Jones took to Instagram today, sharing love. Her teammate in Russia, Brittany Griner, when they play overseas.
All right, that audio courtesy of NBA TV, and Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Also contributing to the victory for the Sun, Courtney Williams, Dewana Bonner, and Brianna Jones. They came up big in the victory over the Mystics. Here's Courtney, Dewana, and Brianna in action.
One thing Coach Thibault talked about her is that she's great in lineups. In any lineup, she can really just be versatile and make it work.
Whoop. Nice pass to Williams. Jonquel Jones finds the cutter. Washington scoring offense, eighth in the league. Thomas with a crisp chest pass, and the floater goes down for Courtney Williams. Connecticut down five. Bonner catches and puts it home. 18, the assist. Count the basket and one.
After timeouts, and Chris Klokonis hasn't been here before, but executed that play perfectly, and DB just did what a veteran does and finished it.
There was a chance she would not play, had symptoms earlier in the week and continued to test. But no Clark tonight, no Deladon. Brianna Jones, fresh off the bench.
All right, that audio again courtesy of NBA TV. So Courtney Williams finished with 14 points. Dewana Bonner, she also had 14 points. And Brianna Jones finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, the Connecticut Sun 79, the Washington Mystics 71. And let's move along now to action from Sunday, May the 29th. The Atlanta Dream, one of the hottest teams in the WNBA during this first half of the year, handling their business, beating the Phoenix Mercury 81-54. And in this contest for the Dream, Christy Wallace, she came up big in the clutch. She had a career high, a big one in this contest for the Atlanta Dream. Again, she scored 17 points, making things happen for the Dream, coming up big. And Christy doing her thing again, had a career high 17 points in the victory over the Mercury. Here's Christy in action.
Still with it. Parker on the curl to help from the shield. Parker able to get first score for the Dream. Finish at the rim. Skylar Diggins-Smith is only but 5'8", getting in there and finishing among taller players. Wallace attacking her against the bunny. You have to watch out for her putting the ball on the floor or shooting it in your face. Wally in the corner gets that to go. Taraka didn't even have a hand up. Phoenix doing a good job of capitalizing off the steal. Wallace attacking Taraka, gets that to go over her. Wallace attacks baseline, comes back, kick out, Wheeler three, got it. The offense is moving seamlessly. Found ways in that two-man game with Brianna Turner and Charles on the inside, and notice it's been Turner who's been the recipient, and Chrissy Wallace gets a nice pull-up jumper to go.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of CBS and Atlanta Dream guard. Christy Wallace had a regular season career high with 17 points, helping the Atlanta Dream take care of their business, beating the Phoenix Mercury 81-54. Again, Christy Wallace, career high 17 points. Also, Erica Wheeler was big in this game, finishing with 16 points. Cheyenne Parker had a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds. The number one overall pick, Ryan Howard, had 12 points, and Ari McDonald finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 81, Phoenix 54. Continuing the action from Sunday, May the 29th, the Seattle Storm beating up the New York Liberty. They didn't just beat them, they beat up on them, and hence some. Final score was 92-61. Again, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd, what can you say about her? Just consistency through and through, playing her game, showing up, and she showed up big in this game. Again, she had 22 points in this game. Again, the Gold Mamba handling her business, doing what she does best, and continuing to just be the mark of excellence in this in the WNBA, just coming up big and showing up big in this contest. Again, she had 22 points in this contest, and again, Jewel coming up big, coming up sharp, doing what she does best. Here's Jewel in action.
Oh, Brianna Stewart gets a piece of that one. Here comes Jewel on the push. She's got Lavender to her right. She finds her late and scores. Jewel just waited until the defense made a decision. Oh, hands in the cookie jar there. Brianna January picks it off. Here comes Jewel. 3-on-2 the other way. Brianna on the left side. The big 1-2. Lay it up with the right hand. A tough one off the window. And Seattle. They passed Atlanta in that inauspicious category. Three on the shot clock for Lloyd. Gets a good look. She creates her own shot and hits. Oh, Jewel. Crystal Dangerfield into the game, and she loses it. Third steal already for Seattle, and what an outlet pass by Jewel Lloyd to G-Dub.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of League Pass, and again, Jewel Lloyd finished with 22 points, but also some other players contributed big in Seattle's win over the Liberty, Brianna Stewart and Brianna January. Here they are in action.
Yeah, they do not want to give up the three to this New York team.
January turns the corner. She scored first for Seattle on Friday night. She scores first today.
And Seattle letting the ball drop again off of a defensive board.
Oh, nice pass inside Lavender. Beautiful feed from Brianna Stewart. Oh, Brianna Stewart gets a piece of that one. Here comes Jewel on the push. She's got Lavender to her right. She finds her late and scores.
Yeah, the timing of that pass is what made it so good for Jewel Lloyd.
Oh, hands in the cookie jar there. Brianna January picks it off. Here comes Jewel, 3-on-2.
All right, so again, that audio was courtesy of League Pass. Again, the final score, this was never a contest. The Seattle Storm beating the New York Liberty 92-61. And then we move along now to action in the final game from Sunday, May the 29th. It was between the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Minnesota Lynx. The Sparks would beat the Lynx 85-83. In this contest, I mean, Kennedy Carter, what can you say about Kennedy? She dominated in her first career start with the Los Angeles Sparks. We know about Kennedy having some good seasons with the Atlanta Dream, but in her first year with the Los Angeles Sparks and in her first career start with the Sparks, she came up big in the clutch. She finished with 20 points. And I tell you what, Kennedy is like a firecracker out there. She's always scrapping, always fighting, always doing her thing to try to help her team win. Here's Kennedy in action in her first career start with the Sparks.
And L.A. played in Los Angeles. In fact, she had just joined the team. She and Kayla McBride were both playing their first games of the season. Gambage off the glass.
base to Samuelson, blocked by Westbrook. And then the pass was picked off by L.A. Kennedy Carter off the crossover. Nice finish by Carter. Luis Cambage has really affected things on the defensive end as the Lynx try to operate in the paint. Carter, pull-up jump shot is good. Kennedy Carter has hit back-to-back.
All right, so again, that audio was courtesy of Amazon Prime. Again, the final score, the Sparks 85, the Lynx 83. Kennedy Carter finished with 20 points. Also, Nneka Ogwumike finished with 16 points. And Katie Lou Samuelson had 13 points. Again, the final score, Los Angeles 85, Minnesota 83. And those were your scores and highlights from the week that was in the WNBA. All right, let's get now to the current players of the week in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference in the WNBA. Starting off with the Eastern Conference, the player of the week for May the 16th was Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream, and the player of the week from May the 23rd was Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Again, congratulations to the Eastern Conference players of the week in the WNBA from May the 16th, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream, and from the week of May the 23rd, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. The player of the week for May the 16th was Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, and the week player of the week for May the 23rd, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. So again, congratulations to the Western Conference players of the week for the week of May the 16th, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, and in May the 23rd, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. So congratulations to them on achieving that award. Let's move along now to the league leaders in the WNBA, starting off with the leading scorer in the league, Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 20.7 points per game. Coming in at number two is Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever, followed by in third is Arike Ngubuale from the Dallas Wings, followed by Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm, and then Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category that we have is rebounds per game. Tied for first is De'Erica Hamby and Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next up we have in third is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx, and then her teammate is fourth, Jessica Shepherd from the Minnesota Lynx, and in fifth we have Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. Next category is assists. Courtney Vandersloot is number one representing the Chicago Sky. Tied for second is Natasha Cloud and Sue Bird. Natasha's from the Washington Mystics and Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. And then next up in fourth is Kelsey Plum is from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth is her teammate, Chelsea Gray. Next category that we have is blocks per game. At number one is Ezzy Magbagore from the Seattle Storm, followed by in second place is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And then in third, we have from the Los Angeles Sparks, Liz Cambage. And then tied for fourth is Alicia Gray from the Dallas Wings. And then we have Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. Next category that we have is going to be field goal percentage. Currently at number one is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 62% from the field. Coming in at number two is Shakira Austin, the rookie from the Washington Mystics. And then in third, we have Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then we have Rebecca Gardner in fourth from the Chicago Sky. Then in fifth is Lexi Brown from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. Tied for first in free throw percentages, Monique Billings from the Atlanta Dream, Sophie Cunningham from the Phoenix Mercury, and then we have Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics and Epiphany Prince from the Seattle Storm. And then tied for fifth, we have Han Zhu from the New York Liberty and Elena Coates from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is the three-point field goal percentage. Currently at number one in the league in three-point percentage is Destiny Henderson from the Indiana Fever. At number two is Moriah Jefferson, followed by at number three we have Lexi Brown from the Los Angeles Sparks, and then tied for fourth we have Epiphany Prince from the Seattle Storm and Sophie Cunningham from the Phoenix Mercury. Next category that we have is three-pointers made. Currently at number one is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. At number two, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. At number three is Arike Ngumbuale from the Dallas Wings. At number four is Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. And at number five, we have the White Mamba representing the Phoenix Mercury, Diana Taurasi. And then the last category that we have is steals. At number one, Breonna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. At number two is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number three, we have Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. At number four is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And in fifth is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's move along now to the current standings in the WNBA. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. At number one, the Connecticut Sun, they have a record of 6-2. At number two, the Washington Mystics, they have a record of 6-3. At number three, the Atlanta Dream, their record is 5-3. At number four, the defending champion, Chicago Sky, they have a record of 4-3. The Indiana Fever are fifth with a record of 3-7, and the New York Liberty are last with a record of 1-7. Next up, let's move along now to the Western Conference. Currently the best record, not just in the Western Conference, but in the WNBA, are the Las Vegas Aces. Man, they have been smoking so far in this first half of the year. They have a record of 8-1. At number two are the Seattle Storm. They have a record of 5-3, followed by the Dallas Wings. They have a record of also 5-3. The Los Angeles Sparks are next with a record of 4-6. The Phoenix Mercury are fifth with a record of 2-6. And last in the Western Conference are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 2-7. All right, before we go to commercial break, we want to let everyone know that the Connecticut Sun are currently reeling right now because they have a bad injury. Guard Jasmine Thomas will miss the remainder of the year after tearing her ACL in her right knee against the Indiana Fever. She will undergo reconstructive surgery on her injured knee. Again, Jasmine Thomas, point guard for the Connecticut Sun, will miss the remainder of the season after tearing her ACL in her right knee against the Indiana Fever, and she will undergo reconstructive surgery on her injured knee. In the meantime, Marianne Stanley has been fired after 2.5 seasons as the head coach of the Indiana Fever. Again, Indiana Fever head coach Marianne Stanley has been fired after 2.5 seasons. And again, the Fever is not doing well so far. I mean, the Fever currently have a record, as this show is airing, a record of 3-7. And so her replacement will be interim head coach Carlos Knox. Knox previously was the assistant coach for the Fever, and he will be the interim for the remainder of the season for the Indiana Fever. Again, Marianne Stanley fired after 2.5 seasons as the head coach of the Fever, and her replacement will be assistant Carlos Knox, and he will serve as the interim for the Fever. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Car shopping experience meets an out-of-body experience. With 50,000 cars added daily and unbelievably smart matchmaking, the new Cars.com. It's magical. Cars.com gives you more ways to search than ever, which might have you searching for words.
Hey, sweetie, how do you want your eggs?
Sunroof side up.
Sunroof?
They also add 50,000 cars a day, which might change how you see things.
Daddy, look what I drew.
Oh, cool, bud. It's a pickup truck with a V8 engine.
No, it's a kangaroo.
Was that a crew cab door?
What's a crew cab?
With matchmaking this unbelievably smart, your next car might be trying to find you. The new Cars.com. It's magical.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again. That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
A car shopping experience meets an out-of-body experience. With 50,000 cars added daily and unbelievably smart matchmaking, the new Cars.com. It's magical. A car shopping experience meets an out-of-body experience. With 50,000 cars added daily and unbelievably smart matchmaking, the new Cars.com. It's magical.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now let's get you caught up on the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Let's start off with coming up on Tuesday, May the 31st. We've got a good one between the Washington Mystics and the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Also going to be a good one between the Phoenix Mercury and the Chicago Sky, a rematch of last year's WNBA championship. Tip-off will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Also going to be a big one between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have the Dallas Wings going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we move along now to action on Wednesday, June 1st, between the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And then we have the Indiana Fever squaring off against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And then we have action coming up on Thursday, June the 2nd, a good one between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. They'll square off again. And, of course, they're going to be playing each other on Monday, they'll be playing each other on Monday, May the 31st, and they'll play each other again on Thursday, June the 2nd. Tip-off will be at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then we have some big games coming up on Friday, June the 3rd, between the New York Liberty going up against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Then we'll have the Chicago Sky going up against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Connecticut Sun going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, and then we'll have the Dallas Wings going up against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And then we'll have action on Sunday, June the 5th. A lot of games on the bill. We'll have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the New York Liberty. Tip-off will be at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Indiana Fever going up against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. Then we'll have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off will be at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time, and then it'll be at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, followed by the Dallas Wings going up against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Then we'll have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Seattle Storm. That should be a big game. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And then we'll have the Washington Mystics going up against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. So there you have it. Those are your games for the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. So big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of Striving for It All. And a big special thank you to you, the fans out there, for tuning in to this edition. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long and for another edition of Striving for It All.
From a trip halfway around the world to spontaneous fun on Friday night, Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code VIATOR10.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use a 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King.